For AgLife, I'm Bill Baker with American Cattle News.
The external parasite we worry about cattle for during the winter is going to be lice.
That's Jason Banta, Beef Cattle Extension Specialist with Texas A&M AgriLife.
And when we talk about lice, there's two types. There's a biting and a sucking lice. And usually we want to come in late fall, early winter, and treat those cattle to clean up those lice. Most of the lice we'll see typically along the necks and the shoulder is where we'll see most of them. And depending on what products we're using, we may need to treat them twice, once, and then wait 2 or 3 weeks and treat them again. Or if we're using something that has some residual control, we can get by with one treatment. And the reason we want to do that is those lice can reduce red blood cell counts by up to 75%. So really create a negative strain on those cattle, so we want to make sure that's something we treat for and take care of.
Banta says lice is a pretty common thing during the winter time, but there is an easy solution for it.
A very easy solution. Typically, what's going to be used most often is a pour-on dewormer. So something like Dectamax or Eprinex or Cydectin or even a brand named Ivermec pour-on. Easy to apply, will take care of internal parasites, which is important for us in Texas, as well as we'll take care of the lice at the same time so we can take care of multiple things with that one treatment. The dewormer we're going to use, it's going to have a topical effect, and that's how it's going to kill the lice, but it's also going to be absorbed in the body so it can kill the internal parasites.
Banta says even though the ideal treatment for lice was months ago, there's still time to take action.
We held that meeting because we talked about all external parasites. And so for anybody who maybe didn't get that treatment done, then this is a good reminder to go ahead and get it done before those lice problems get any worse. But then the other thing for us in Texas here is we'll start seeing horn flies in March and April. And so go ahead and talking about those so producers can have a game plan in place when those horn flies do start becoming a problem early in the season. An ear tag would be one way we could do that. We could use sprays or rubs as well for that. And then some people will also use an IGR feed additive to help keep those eggs that are laid in that manure from turning into adult flies.
That's Jason Banta with Texas A&M AgriLife. And now with a Cattleman Spotlight, here's Patrick.
Yeah, Bill, this cattleman is really involved in the industry.
Because of that, I ended up doing a lot of things with the cattlemen's organizations.
That's Jim McCann, a cattleman in southwestern Missouri. He's been in the cattle industry for decades, and when he got started, he could see some regulations creeping up and wanted to get more involved in the cattle industry.
And my son was president of Missouri Cattlemen in 2010. I was president of Missouri Cattlemen in 2014. And now I'm doing a lot of stuff with the NCBA. I actually sit on the committee that is writing a sustainability document for the entire beef industry. We're trying to keep the doors open. Truthfully, we need to tell our story. And I spend a lot of time just going around talking to people, telling our story.
And that's what Jim McCann is focused on, telling the story of sustainability to anyone who crosses his path.
No, I am. My son works 2 days a week in town. He's an orthotist. My other son is a heavy equipment mechanic that actually works out of our shop, and plus they work on the farms too. And we're background and stairs right now. So
why sustainability is so important, Jim McCann?
By the year 2050, the world population is going to explode. How are we going to feed them?
It's all about producing beef for the world.
In the year 2050, we're going to have to produce the same amount of food that has been produced in the last 8,000 years for that year. So I tell young people all the time, guys, you don't realize how unique, how special you are because you have some knowledge of how to create food. In another 20 years, you're probably going to be in the 1 percentile of world population that knows how to produce food.
Jim McCann. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.